Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. I hope it's been a good 2 weeks for you. We're into the New Year's 2019. I hope everything's going well and everything is working according to plan. 2019 is supposed to be a great year for everybody. Everything good happening all the time. A lot of holidays, a lot of fun activities, roaming the world, traveling, taking cruises, visiting places, doing fun things, having a happy time, making money, spending money, attracting all the abundance and wealth in the world to you. That's joyful manifestation. When you project such high levels of joy, the universe has nothing else to do but to return joy back to you. That rhymes, doesn't it? When the universe has nothing else to do but to return joy back to you. Poetry! Okay, that's nice. Inside me, I'm always having these joy bubbles. It's like having champagne inside me all the time, except that I don't drink. I have a little bit of wine once a few months, but other than that, I don't. But I still have this champagne inside of me, and it's just like all these bubbles coming up all the time, coming up and coming up. I don't need to drink to get high, actually. I can get high energy all by myself. Within myself, I can get really, really high energy. Life is fun. Life is joy. Life is good. Life can't bring you down. Life is supposed to be for you to celebrate and do a lot of crazy fun things, roam the world. Like I said, happiness is something that flows within us and our body gets filled with it and tingling with happiness, overwhelmed with joy and laughter and goodness. I mean goodness as in we're good, we're happy, we're in love, we feel fine. That's the kind of goodness that I'm talking about. What are your plans for 2019? Do you want to spend 2019 having fun, doing all the things you've always wanted to do? Travel, make money, have fun, make love, hold hands with the guy that you want, with the woman that you want, kiss under the stars, the moon out there, and you just decide to kiss your partner and have fun and do a lot of crazy things. 2019 can bring wonderful, wonderful riches in every way. Also, we're stepping into February, which is Valentine's month. February 14th, Valentine's Day, where you're expecting to receive good from your love and you give good to your love. What are we going to do about it? Are we going to align ourselves to a fantastic February 14th? 2019, where goodness is going to flow, constantly flow, happiness and gifts and acknowledgement from the man that you love, from the woman that you love. A kiss that you're not going to forget. 2019 is a brand new year. This is a brand new Valentine's Day. And what we can do is get ready to align ourselves to have a fantastic February 14th this year. We have two shows, including this show. So this show and one more show before February 14th. Then after that, we will have a post-Valentine's Day show. And we can talk about everything good that happened. So We're having this show today, that's January 17th. Then we have a show on January 31st. Let's see. Then, oh my God, the third show is exactly on February 14th. Wow, I didn't even think of this. Fantastic. So our third show is going to be on February 14th, right on Valentine's Day. Isn't that lucky? Let's just build up the energy for Valentine's Day and then conclude on February 14th with a fantastic show again. This is going to be the Valentine's Day special. Three parts. January 17th today, January 31st, and February 14th. And we will have a fantastic Valentine's Day, February 14th, a fantastic show. Let's get ready from today for Valentine's Day. And how do you do that? Well, don't start off feeling like nothing is going to come to you on Valentine's Day. Don't feel, oh my God, this Valentine's Day is going to be really, really bad. No, something good is going to happen. Connect to that energy. Something good is going to happen for you. Something really, really good. We will bring in joyful manifestation. Get aligned with joyful manifestation vibrations, with joyful manifestation energy, and attract what you want on February 14th. And have a great Valentine's Day. We are stepping into money manifestation now. Work and career. We're taking a tiny break to listen to some music. You will hear the sound of coins. You will hear the sound of money. Let it get into you. Listen to it and let it flood your mind. Coming back soon. Hold on tight. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. This is money manifestation. Everything we talk about is going to support money. This is meant for people who want to make money and who want to make changes in their mind, in their consciousness, so that they can attract more money. For those who get offended by anything that I say about not having money, please don't, because I'm going to assume you're here just to learn how to make money. What does joyful manifestation have to do with Valentine's Day or any other day for that matter? What does joyful manifestation have to do with money manifestation or soulmate manifestation? Everything happens in certain vibrations. It is the law of attraction. Good news, good music, good representations of life. Example, unicorns. A very good vibration. When you're in good vibration, everything good happens along with that. It's just like if there is a river flowing, in that river, whatever is contained is going to be taken to wherever the river is flowing to. Let's take a river, and the river name is ABC. This river ABC would have certain type of water, correct? And this river is taking this water to wherever this river is flowing. And whatever is contained in this river water is being taken along with it. So it is a type of water. It's a certain type of water that is present in this particular river. Now think of vibrations. And there is a wave of vibrations, like a river of vibrations. It is a certain type of vibration. And in this certain type of vibration, whatever is contained in that vibration is taken with it to wherever this vibration goes, to wherever it flows. Let's say in this vibration, this particular river, and it has a certain vibration, there are in it fairies, angels, unicorns, dolphins, good news, good music by good singers, good artists, artists with good vibrations in their voices, good music, great music, not talking dark music. Good music, good vibrations. This river, water, contains all of this, this particular river of vibrations. And if you're standing in the path that this river is flowing, if you are in that flow, you will get with it the contents of the river, the vibrations. Example, the unicorns will come your way. The dolphins are busy flowing your way. There's good music with good melody in it. Example, Sound of Music has beautiful songs. My favorite things, fantastic song. Do a Dear, it's a fantastic song. It's got good vibrations. And all of this is what's going to come across you. There are going to be fairies that are coming your way, angels that are coming your way, the unicorns, the dolphins, the baby elephants, the cute elephants, the kittens. And everything else that you like coming your way. Lavender, the color of lavender, the scent of lavender, roses. All of this is flowing in this particular river. And if you are in this river's flow, this is what's going to come your way. Good stuff. So take that and apply that to money. Take that and apply that to love. And that's what's coming your way. If you think of your soulmate loving you, that's what's coming your way. If you think of your soulmate's lips and him kissing you, just because he wants to kiss you, you know, just for the sake of kissing you, because he likes your lips. He thinks your lips are gorgeous, they're divine. He's going to kiss them because he wants to kiss your lips. They're the sweetest lips that he can think of. Gorgeous eyes. He loves your eyes. He loves your skin. He loves your hair. He loves everything about you. And he loves to take in a deep breath and taken your scent. So all of this is what joyful manifestation talks about. Joyful manifestation is saying, hey, you want the good, flow in the good. This is not about being a good person or a bad person. Not a moral judgment, has nothing to do with your virtues, but it has to do with your ability to flow good. Good as in what you think is good for you, what you like. What is it that you like? And you want that. And you flow that in the energy and in the space around you, because that's what's coming your way. Joyful manifestation helps you manifest this, because in this vibration of joy, everything good happens. Everything that you like, everything that supports your well-being, that supports you. And getting aligned to vibrations of joy, this joyful vibration, where what you want flows to you, that's my job, getting you aligned to it. I created the process and I know how to do it. And I help people do this for themselves and make you a joyful manifester. Because remember, a joyful manifester's mind works in certain ways and it knows how to bring good to itself. That's joyful manifestation. Going forward into money manifestation. Law of attraction teachings can contradict existing belief systems on money. It's because the law of attraction has a very passionate view of money and its manifestation. A small example. Let's say there is a machine, and this machine is producing a lot of chocolate bars. There is this chocolate factory, and it keeps producing chocolate bars. And then there is this ice cream factory that produces ice cream. There is a fabric producing factory, which is going on producing fabric of different types and colors. And so on and so forth. All these factories are busy manufacturing one or more products. Now, all of these factories are focused on producing whatever they are programmed to produce, whatever they are set up to produce. These factories don't care about what's happening in the world and who are the poor people and how many poor people are there. And whether those poor people can buy the fabric and whether they can buy the chocolates and whether they can buy the ice cream or any of the products. Because the factory is just producing based on the program set up there. How these machines are set up and the production, what is it, the production flow. It just keeps following the pattern, and as long as there is enough fuel and the machines are working, they're just going to keep producing. Of course, you need raw materials and so on. These machines are not concerned about what's happening in the world and how many people are not going to be eating the chocolates. And so, in sympathy for the people who are not eating chocolates and not eating ice cream and who can't buy the cloth, the factories are not going to shut down. They're not going to stop. They're going to continue producing. That's their job. That's how the law of attraction is set up. It produces. It will keep producing. Just like there's a factory that's set up to print newspapers, it's going to keep producing. It does not care about who's rich and who's poor. It's going to serve whoever is following the principles and the logic to make the law of attraction work in their favor. If there is a person and his name is John, and he realizes how to use the law of attraction in his favor, and he uses the joyful manifestation process in the way it is set up to be used, he is going to be successful. He will manifest money. He will manifest everything that he's always wanted to manifest in his life. Do you see what I'm saying? The law of attraction is not concerned about the problems of the world. but it will work in whoever uses it properly to their advantage. Hence, money manifestation and soulmate manifestation, joyful manifestation, the whole thing is set up, serve whoever uses it in the way it is supposed to be used to get themselves what they want to get. Another example, you go to work, right? There is Tom and he's going to work. And his intention to work is so that he can have a fantastic career, climb up the ladder, and make a lot of money. That's his goal. When he goes to work, all he should be concerned about is serving the company and making money. Serving the company and making money. Serving the company and making money. Yes, he's a machine. He's a thinking machine. He's an acting machine. He's a doing machine. That's what he is. A thinking, acting, live machine. And he is producing. And he is being paid for the production and his contributions. He cannot sit there and think of everyone who's poor in the world or all the bad things that are happening in the world, because that's going to affect his productivity and that's going to bring the company down. And if enough people do it, yes, the company will go down. And really, how does it serve the world? It does not serve the world. Oh, there's one more company shutting down. That does not serve the world. What serves the world, what serves Tom, is to do his job well, to keep his mind healthy and happy, and to do the best that he can do, and not to focus on all the negatives that could be having, and putting quote unquote, could be happening in the world. Because guess what? We don't want to focus on that in this show. You're here, you're listening to Money Manifestation, and you're here to find out how the law of attraction, how joyful manifestation will work in your favor, and how I, Sugandhi Iyer, can help you make your life better. Making money. It's important. It's really important because guess what? Tomorrow, when you're retired, so-called retired, or in a few years, or even now, when you want to do bigger things, happier things, work on a grand scale. So you've got one car, a great car. Okay, how about two? Or maybe three or four? And maybe you can just select. How does it matter? Okay, today I'm using this car and tomorrow I'm going to use that car. And that day I'm going to use this car and this day I'm going to use this car. Or maybe you can have a personal assistant who will even make that decision for you. Get your car ready and standing in your driveway. I love how my parents do it in India. They have a driver. He's there, he keeps everything ready for them and he takes them wherever they want to go. And when they go to a mall, he parks for them and then he is at the entrance waiting for them. He carries the things that they buy and he puts it in the car, he loads it, he unloads it, he takes it into their home. It's a convenience. It's a real convenience, and because of that, they're able to travel left, right, and center. Literally, they visit all the relatives in India, and they're having a really good time, honestly. And it's okay because the driver gets paid. He gets an income. My parents are happy. Driver is happy. Everybody is happy. The driver's family is happy. And when my parents travel here, they don't cut down his salary. They continue to pay him. He gets his money there even when he is not working for them. So he gets whatever months they're here, free income. Literally months. When they're here for a few months, he gets paid all those months in India just to, well, sit at home and he can take other employment. So he gets paid even though he's not driving them around. But that's happy money, you see. It's not that their hands are tied and it's, oh my God, I'm now leaving India and I'm going to US for a few months. Let me save those few months income and not pay our driver. No, the driver gets paid. He gets paid. The money gets deposited into his bank and his family is safe. He's safe. Everyone's safe. It's because my parents feel the generosity of having money and of being able to spend, and they have a good heart and a good mind and they don't mind spending it. And they know the convenience of having a driver who's happy that he's not going to get penalized because he's not working during the times that they're away. This is an abundance mindset. It's a tiny example. It's a very tiny example of how abundance can affect your life. Having abundance mindset. Paying your driver even when you're not using him. just for the convenience of having a driver when you go back home. No matter how many months you're away from your country. That's an abundance mindset. And I grew up in that. And it makes me happy because that's how I think. And that's how people should be thinking. Abundance mindset. It's not about charity. It's about just having an abundance mindset. It's about knowing that you can go to the grocery store and you've got guests coming in. And literally, my mother doesn't look, she doesn't look at the price tag. She doesn't. It could cost whatever it is. She bought it. It's home. And the guests are happy because she's not counting how much she just spent. Oh my God, you're eating up all my food. That's going to go into the next few months' groceries. No, that's not the thought behind shopping. The thought behind shopping is, okay, what do we need? Where am I going to get it? I'm putting it into my shopping cart. The shopping cart, we pay for it. The driver picks it up, puts it into the car, takes it into their home. And that's it. Hardly any thought behind what it's costing. There's a saying, when you prepare food with an abundance mindset and you're not counting the pennies that went into, I am going to prepare food only for $10 today or $15 today. Even the people who want to eat your food, I don't know how they digest it, honestly, because when you prepare it in a flowing way, for example, when I cook, I've cooked for hundreds of people, literally. You tell me to cook for 100 people and say, oh, there's 100 people. Can you cook for them? I can do it. I can do it. And the amount of provisions that go into it, I wouldn't even count what's being billed because your focus is on feeding those 100 people, making them happy. And you're not sitting and counting, no, I can't give them more than this. All they deserve is 3 pieces of salad leaves, a cup of soup, and a piece of toast. I don't think like that. The way I think is, okay, those are 100 people. I'm going to be cooking for them. It's just because I love cooking. So what you do is you think about, okay, those are 100 people. How can they have the best meal of their life? What can I serve them? What are the items that I can provide? And I don't see what is going to get wasted because my thing is I'm going to make more food. I always lean in the direction of giving more food, providing more food than providing less food so that it's not wasted. My thought is if somebody sees a buffet and they see so much food, they become happy just by looking at all of that food, the colors, the textures, the just the image of all of that food in, wow, that's abundance, correct? And you're not counting, oh my God, if I make even one extra grain of rice, that extra grain of rice is going to get wasted. I don't think like that. And the thought is, okay, those 100 people, we have to feed those 100 people. How much groceries can we get in? How much food can we provide? How will they be happy? Can I make them happy today? And this is the mindset that people should have in abundance. Money manifestation, the law of attraction is not concerned about what is happening in the world. It is really concerned about following your instructions. If you're sitting at one place and you're thinking of all this money falling on you and you're feeling that money falling on you, what the law of attraction does is it is going to pour that. It's just going to pour that money on you because it is programmed now to pour money on you. That's joyful manifestation because you're in the energies of joy. Law of attraction is not concerned about what is happening in the world. We're taking a short break now, going into soulmate manifestation. Listen to some music, and we're coming back soon. This is a movie version of the song Take a Chance on Me from the movie Mamma Mia. There's some conversation in the song, so don't get surprised if you hear voices talking. It's a very nice song and has very high vibrations. Enjoy.
If you change your mind, I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Sorry.
If you need me, let me know. I'm gonna be here for you. Got no place to go. If you're feeling down, speech! I'm gonna make a speech, everybody. Get ready. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown high, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best, and you know if you put me to the test, you let me try. Take a chance on me. Take a chance on me. We can go dancing.
We can go walking.
Let's get together. Listen to some music.
Maybe just talking.
You get to know me better.
You know I've got so much that I wanna do. When I dream I'm alone with you, it's magic.
You want me to leave it there?
Afraid of a love affair.
But I think you know that I can't let go. You're all alone when the pretty birds have flown. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Gonna do my very best, but it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test,
could you let me try? Take a chance on me.
This is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're in Soulmate Manifestation now. Love and Sex. You were listening to Take a Chance on Me, Mamma Mia, the first movie. It's a really nice movie. This is a song where everybody is celebrating Meryl Streep and Pierce Brosnan's in-movie wedding. The characters. You have one of their friends. There are these girls, the three girls. Meryl Streep has two friends. So one of the friends is after one of the guys who could be a possible father for Meryl Streep's daughter. She's after this man and she says, if you're all alone and the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. She starts to sing this song to him. First he says, sorry, kind of shows her he's not available. And then she says, I can't let go. And then he finally gives him to her. They're all dancing, jumping up and down. That's when they strike water. There is so much excitement and joy energy built up into that scene that earth matches them in their vibration. Lets out a huge stream of water into the air. Everybody's bathing in it, happy and laughing and in joy. It is such a beautiful scene. And that's the song, Take a Chance on Me, which we played before we got into this segment. We are going to play it again at the end of this show, so you can listen to it all over again, followed by Touch Me, sung by Samantha Fox. The joy vibration is amazing. And if you allow yourself to be drawn into fun, fun, fun aspect, you're going to feel very, very happy. And since Valentine's Day is coming up, you can think of yourself singing to your soulmate, "Take a Chance on Me." You can imagine yourself singing the song to your loved person and feel happy about it, because guess what? He's going to take a chance on you. Everything is worth the risk. It's all a risk, correct, when you take a chance on someone? Well, you never know it's going to end properly. You never know what's going to happen, but all you can do is to take a chance. And if you come from that place, "Take a chance on me, and I'll take a chance on you," you can see each other flowing to each other, willing to take the chance on each other for a shot at eternal happiness. Holding hands, taking a walk, listening to some music, having a good time, doing everything that you've always wanted to do. And "Take a Chance on Me" is such a happy vibration. And especially if you watch that movie, if you watch this song again and again, it is such a happy vibration. She's not coming from the place of, "Oh, I'm so sad and I'm suffering. Please take a chance on me." She's not doing that. She's really, "Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around if you've got no place to go. If you're feeling down, take a chance on me." She comes from the place of happiness and joy. And guess what? When you see somebody so happy and joyful, you want to take a chance on her. Your man wants to take a chance on you. Your love wants to take a chance on you, because guess what? You're the best thing he can take a chance on, because when he takes a chance on you, he's going to gain. He's going to profit from it. Everything's going to be all right, because, hey, you bring in joyful vibrations into his life, and he knows he can count on you. He knows you're going to be happy. He knows you're going to be there. He knows you're not going to get bogged down by all the problems of the world and not be able to cope and not be able to rise above them. No, he knows you're going to find your way into joyful vibrations, and that being with you is the best thing that he can ever think of doing in his life. It's like putting his money into you, making an investment in you, knowing that this investment is going to pay off for him. I have this client, and she starts talking to me. And right from the beginning, when she's talking to me, she says, "I really want to walk away from him. I really don't think that this is good for me. I really think that I'm wasting my time. I don't know if he feels the way that I feel about him. I don't know that he really cares. I really think he doesn't have an intention to be in the future with." So she comes at me with all of these feelings and thoughts. I turn them around for her. First off, they just had a few days or times, maybe 3 or 4, that they hung out together. And yes, they've been friends before that, but their relationship, quote-unquote relationship, started pre-Christmas. And she already thought that this man should be having more feelings for her. Coming from the place that you think that fictitious Jane, let's bring her in, thinks that she spent time on a man and he should be reciprocating her feelings so soon. It's hard to assume that someone that you've just started seeing is going to go at the same pace as you. Everybody doesn't work at the same pace as fictitious Jane. Fictitious Jane might escalate quickly from A to Z in a shot. And fictitious Tom could still be at A or B, thinking, "What happened? Oh my God, I just met this woman and she's fantastic." But he might be shell-shocked You see, sometimes men, when they meet the woman that they love, like crazy about them, but two things they can do. They can go after them. I want you. I want you now. I want you to be mine. Or they can be shocked and stand in the same place and wonder what just hit them. Who is this? Where did this angel come from? Did she fly in from some other reality? And they're so shocked, they can't even take action. It might take them days, weeks, months to recover from the truth of finally meeting someone who is even worth thinking about in long-term possibilities. When someone that you've met and you've been out with them for some time, and let's say you've even been out with them for a few weeks, a few months have passed, it's okay, because men sometimes don't move so quickly. They're slow. Oh my God, some of the men. I'm not talking of the men who are like super fast. They'll be like after you and they've given you a ring and they've tied you down for life quickly. I'm talking of those men who are still standing there wondering what just happened to them. Gathering their wits and they don't know what to do. If somebody is not reciprocating at the same pace, it's not showing the same feelings, it's just because they're slow. They're slow, but it doesn't mean they're not worth it. They're still worth it. If you are patient and if you follow the soulmate manifestation process, you can get him. You can totally get him. He's yours for the taking. If you're building your vibrations up for Valentine's Day, remember, you're not just building it up for this Valentine's Day, you're building it up for all the Valentine's Day that are going to come to you. It's not about, oh, it has to happen this Valentine's Day. We're building it up for this Valentine's Day. But it could happen anytime. It could happen before Valentine's. It could happen during Valentine's. It can happen after Valentine's Day. But we're keeping Valentine's Day as a goal to move towards it. The actual happening can be before, on, or after. But the important thing is that you have this man in mind and you know you're working towards him and you know that you're walking towards and you know that he's the person that you want. And sometimes, even if you don't know it now, you're going to know it sooner or later that he is the guy, because sometimes, duh, everybody's slow, right? It takes time. Everybody works at a different pace. So when my client said, I think I'm wasting my time and et cetera, et cetera, I had to show her that he really likes her. And as she got convinced that he really likes her, it got manifested. It got manifested very quickly. This whole issue started before Christmas. She came to me in the first week of January, and in a week we were done already. He was showing her all the signs that she wanted him to show her. It works quickly. Soulmate manifestation works really quickly. That's me snapping my finger. It works really quickly. If you get aligned with the process and you get aligned with how it works, you can make things happen for you really, really quickly. But to sit in a place and think that things are not happening, and then I've met these women who cursing their soulmate right from the get-go. Oh, you think he's your soulmate? You like him? And then they even say that they love him, but they're cursing him and they're calling him an idiot and foolish, of course, that's one of the words that I hear, and all kinds of words that don't help, that really don't help. It's not that he hasn't shown some signs of foolishness, obviously, but it's how you think about him and how you deal with who your soulmate is, and knowing that he's not really an idiot. He's just slow, maybe. Slow on the uptake. And he could still be reeling from who he's met. And just because fictitious Jane is super smart, super whatever, you know, the soulmate may not be at her pace, and vice versa. Sometimes the man is ahead and the woman is behind, and she's trying to understand who she just met, and is this the guy, is he it? Wow, it's time, and giving up hope No, don't give up hope, because if you like him and you think you could love him and you say that you love him, then maybe that's it. Maybe he is the guy. It's okay to wait for a bit. It's okay to see things working out. It's fine. And this Valentine's Day, you want to get rid of everything negative in your mind and move towards the positive and let the positive work for you for a change. You know, negative doesn't always work. Go hammer and tongs, hammer and tongs, hammer and tongs. And hey, what about the positive? Maybe he's really nice. He's really cute. And he's really pretty. I mean, in a good way, manly, manly way. Everything goes. Everything really, really goes. We're building up the energy for Valentine's Day. Look forward to a good Valentine's Day. Keep your energy positive. Visualize what you want to see happen. And bring in your soulmate. Imagine him saying these words to you. The three words, I love you. There will be one more Valentine's Day show on January 31st of this month, and then another show on Valentine's Day, February 14th. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, signing off. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, keep your thoughts positive and build up the energy for a wonderful Valentine's Day. Thank you and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world and will take you where you want to go.
If you change your mind. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Sorry.
If you need me, let me know. I'm gonna be around. If you've got no place to go.
If you're feeling down, speech! I'm gonna make a speech, everybody. Yeah, get ready. If you're all alone with a pretty voice, I've blown my arms still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best and it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test, let me try. Take a chance on me. Take a chance on me. We can go dancing.
We can go walking.
Let's get together. Listen to some music.
Maybe just talking.
You get to know me better.
Cause you know I've got so much that I wanna do. When I dream I'm alone with you, it's magic.
You want me to leave it there?
For freedom, love, for fame.
But I think you know that I can't let go. If you're all alone when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Gonna do my very best, but it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test,
could you let me try?
Take a chance on me.